They're always happy to talk, Labor, about racism. The other mob are racist and you discriminate and so on. Their treatment of Emma Hussar in the seat of Lindsay was disgraceful. And as a result, Labor lost the seat of Lindsay. The media lefties didn't bother to support Emma Hussar. And now they're talking about leadership candidates or a shortage of them. Well, I would say this to Baz, to you and other Labor people. What is wrong federally with the Labor member for the seat of Chifley in Western Sydney, Ed Husick? He's been there since 2010. He's a shadow minister. He's described himself as Blacktown through and through. He went to the Blacktown South Public School. He went to the Mitchell High School. He's a graduate of the University of Western Sydney. He's been totally involved in the local community. He's intelligent. He's presentable. Why isn't he not a candidate federally? Is it because he's a Muslim? Is it? Go to the state level. There's a bloke in state politics by the name of Jihad Dib, the member for Lakemba, Shadow Minister for Education. Outstanding. 46 years of age, graduate of the University of Wollongong, an outstanding principal before he went into politics of Punchbowl Boys High School, one of the toughest areas in New South Wales. 13 years. What's wrong with this bloke? Why wouldn't he be part of the leadership team instead of Jodie Mackay and Chris Minns? Jihad Dib's very articulate, very successful. Where is the Labor Party when it needs merit rather than factions? One of my listeners wrote, I always believed Jim Chalmers was the future of the Labor Party, but after his arrogant, smug performance on Q&A lost me. The Labor Party have a huge problem with leadership. Maybe Ed Husick could be a prospect. Well, does religion have something to do with the Labor Party? I hope not.